Movers! What's up, baby? Chuck Morrison here, back with another action-packed, that's right, we put you into action on these podcasts, content-driven, all meat and potatoes, man, woman, Triple M podcast. First and foremost, my sincerest apologies. I know it's been a few weeks since my last podcast, my last potty, as some of you badasses like to call it, and in my opinion, that deserves a little bit of an explanation. So listen, as much as I'd love to sit here and tell you that I've been off somewhere deep in the mountains of the Himalayas or off conquering world peace, the fact of the matter is that I've just been living my dream. You know, see, my dream, all right, my burning desire, if you will, was to one day get out of that stinking J-O-B that I loathed. And look, the reason I loathed it, by the way, and nothing here against jobs, I just knew deep down inside that I could be doing so much more with my life. I mean, look, just the idea of working for somebody else, on somebody else's schedule, somebody else's dime, for somebody else's dream, while me and my family got all the leftovers. Go ahead, call me crazy, call me nuts, call me abnormal, which, as you know well by now from listening to these podcasts, means above normal. That kind of life right there, it wasn't appealing for me, all right? Maybe it's not for you as well. I just wanted to live my own dream, you know, which quite honestly, in many ways, was just to sit back, be a stay-at-home dad, provide for me and my family, and frankly, that's a lot of what I've been doing these last few weeks, you know, living the dream. And the funny part is, I've been having more fun, earning more money, just feeling so incredibly blessed and fulfilled that I'm actually able to do all these cool things like take my daughters to different museums and amusement parks, swimming lessons, boating adventures out on lakes, trips to farms, and sadly, all the while during all this, my podcast kind of got put on the back burner a little bit. So for that, my sincerest apologies, because listen, we've got an amazing audience here at Making Mountains Move. And I don't want you to think for one second that I forgot about you, all right? And listen, it's not like I haven't been doing any work over these last few weeks, you know? I've been doing things like weekly group coaching calls, private one-on-one consulting. I'm involved in different private mastermind teams, working on average, you know, about 1 to 2 hours a day. And that's really one of the best parts about having an online business, right? It runs 24/7, even while you sleep, allowing you to live your life on your terms. Do you know that 90% of the income that I've earned here in 2013 has literally occurred while I've either been sleeping or hanging out with my family, traveling, just plain old living life. And that's my desire for you right there, to achieve the same level of lifestyle. It's awesome, you know, and listen, big old disclaimer right here, okay? This is true of any passive income source, all right? Passive does not mean that there isn't any work involved. In fact, at the beginning, especially at the beginning stages, there's definitely a lot of work involved. You know, I always equate it to a space shuttle taking off at launch. You know, it uses 90% of its fuel, 90% of its energy just to get off that flipping launch pad. You know, but once it's there in space, once it's out there, it just kind of glides. You know, it's almost like it's on autopilot. It works in much the same way with passive income vehicles. I mean, this is true of my iPhone app, Vision Board Pro, which, by the way, is the number one vision board app on the App Store right now. All you Android users, by the way, keep your eye open for a new version for you. iPhone users, keep an eye open for a massive update coming out. But this is true of any passive income vehicle, right? There's active work involved, most of it at the beginning. This also holds true with my business here at Making Mountains Move, and most recently with MassivePassiveLiving.com. So while it's been mostly play and little work here at Making Mountains Move, there's definitely been some work involved. Best part about all of it, though, the best part is that I'm living that dream. You know what I mean? Living life on my terms. And that, right, that's the intention for you to live life on your terms. So with that said, I made the decision to step up my own game, right, to up my own ante. And I've got to give a special shout out right now to MV from Denmark, as well as Joe Cohen over at 40pillars.com for pushing me into this action. So here it is. We're rolling out a brand new Triple M podcast, minimum every 2 weeks, starting right now with this podcast, sharing with you my best insights, my best strategies, my best stories on exactly how to live life on your terms. You, my friend, you listening to my voice right now are in the right place at the right time. So let's just go ahead and dig into it. Let's get right into today's training, the story of the missing cell phone and why and how this relates to your success. So over the past weekend, my wife, Sophie, lost her cell phone. Ever lose your keys or your wallet or your cell phone or your purse or whatever, and you search everywhere for it, and I mean everywhere, and it just doesn't show up? You're going to love today's podcast. There's also a very powerful business lesson in here, so I want you to pay close attention. So my wife loses her cell phone this past weekend, and I'm telling you, man, woman, let me give you a little backstory here, okay? And by the way, ADD moment right here, but this is a key training. I want you to realize that every single experience in your life, every single experience carries with it a powerful lesson, a powerful message that you're able to learn from, to grow from, and ultimately transform from. Trust me here, okay? So at the time of my wife's iPhone disappearing, I was out running some errands while she hung back with the kids at home. I was just out, you know, running some errands, depositing some checks, got an inspection sticker for the car, did some work from Panera. And while I was out, I got a text message from my wife, obviously from her cell phone, asking me to pick up some milk on my way home. Now, important element right here, all right? She never left the house with her phone. So when I got home, she informed me that she couldn't find her cell phone. Very common occurrence, right? Well, we spent some time that afternoon looking for the phone, continuously coming up short. When I got home, I actually synced my iPhone to iTunes, and I saw her phone was syncing wirelessly as well. So it told me that it was definitely somewhere within range. I knew the phone was somewhere in or around the house. We thought maybe one of the kids got a hold of it and it's hiding in one of their rooms. And we made the decision that, all right, you know, let's put the kids down. We'll search a little bit more. We're going to find this phone. I'm telling you, we searched every flipping area of the entire house for this damn phone. I mean, we called the thing multiple times. We searched every single room, up, down, left, right, and sideways, searched through every toy chest imaginable, every drawer, cabinet, couch, chair, bed, you name it, nothing. I mean, it felt like we were checking. You ever been there? Checking the same spots like 16 million times, nothing, nothing, nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, it's got to be somewhere, right? We'll go through every nook and cranny tomorrow morning, and we're going to find this phone. So sure enough, never found the phone that night. The next morning, the next day, we literally tore our house apart. By the way, the house is now immaculate. I don't think it's ever been this clean. But we couldn't find the damn phone, right? Ever keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? It's insanity, right? That was us. That we were the definition of insanity. I mean, listen, after you check the same spot, you know, 13 zillion times, running around in circles, it starts to rack your mind. So that night, after spending most of, if not the entire day, looking for this flipping phone, as I'm drifting off to sleep that night, I could not get the phone off my mind, right? I knew it was somewhere around or in the house. Now, sure, I could have easily went to like Best Buy or my local cell phone provider and just purchased a new phone, but I'm stubborn like that. You know, when I commit to a goal, I commit. You know what I mean? So I knew the phone was somewhere in or around the house. And listen, I didn't care if the thing was broken, right? I didn't care if it was outside, soaking in the rain. I was finding her phone. So that night, as I'm drifting off to sleep, I asked myself one very important question. And I actually had a nice little conversation with myself. All right, Chuck, you know the phone is somewhere in this vicinity, or at least within a short radius as it's syncing to iTunes. And we know that Sophie hasn't left the house with it. I asked myself one very important question. I knew where I had looked, but I started thinking, where haven't I looked? And again, how many times in life, and we've all been there, right? Both hands in the air right now, where we keep doing the same things, the same activities, the same actions, but keep getting the same results before we ultimately realize that we've got to do something different, right? We were definitely there. So I asked myself this important question, which completely flipped the cards, right? Completely changed the outcome. Where haven't I looked? Where haven't I looked, right? What haven't I done? Boom, powerful teaching right here. And this isn't just about finding a lost cell phone, okay? Or lost keys or a wallet or purse or whatever. This lesson right here applies to everything in life, business, work, anywhere where you want to experience a different result. And sure enough, it all starts with your thinking, with your thought process. And I know you heard me say this before on these podcasts. We're going to say it again. Why? Because repetition is the mother of all skill. We live the answers to the questions we ask ourselves. Meaning, the questions you ask yourself internally are going to dictate your actions, which will then dictate and determine your results. An example of this, and I see this a lot in my line of work. Questions like, you know, why does my life suck? Why do bad things keep happening to me? You know what? You're going to find evidence. You're going to find proof to support that reality. Why your life sucks? Why bad things keep going your way? A better example, okay? A better question to ask yourself, Why does success always seem to happen so easy for me? And again, you're going to find evidence, you're going to find proof to support and show you why success happens so easy for you. Don't just take my words for this, okay? You guys know the model here on Making Mountains Move. Knowledge isn't power. It's applied knowledge that's power. Try this. In fact, you know what? For the next week, I want you to flex your manifesting muscles a little bit here. Try asking yourself better questions, and I want you to pay attention to the answers that come up. And moving mountainside here, take action on them, all right? And I'd love your feedback on this. Seriously, I love connecting with action takers. Shoot me an email with your results, chuck@makingmountainsmove.com. Who knows? Maybe we'll feature your results, your story on the next Triple M podcast and give you a special shout out. Listen, we're all about celebrating wins, regardless of their size, here at Making Mountains Move. But back to the story here, okay? Back to the story of the missing cell phone and how it relates to your success. I asked myself one of the most powerful questions you could ever ask yourself if you want to produce new results. What haven't I been doing? In this example, it was, where haven't I looked? And you know what? The answer started coming as I was drifting off to sleep. Outside the house, the refrigerator, the oven, the most random places you could think of. But you know what? I was determined. The next morning, I literally got like 2 hours of sleep. I was up at 3 a.m, started outside the house, walking around with the flashlight. I mean, if my neighbors saw me, they probably think I'm nuts. They probably already do, but this just solidified it. Nothing, right? Nothing. Next up was the refrigerator. I literally took everything outside of the fridge and the freezer. Nothing. I'll tell you what, though. The fridge now looks mint. You know, I'm talking display worthy, all right? Next up was the stove. Nothing. I'm telling you, man, woman, I was determined. Listen, how bad do you want your results, right? How bad do you, I was determined. I was finding this phone. You talk about doing everything it takes. Next up on the list, the trash, all right? You've heard me say this before. What does it take to be successful? Everything you've got, right? 99% just doesn't cut it. I really did not want to start piling through trash bags. But let me ask you this, mountain mover. How many times in life is it that thing that we don't want to do that nets us the big results, right? Exactly. So can you start to see the tie into the business lesson here a little bit? So listen, off of our kitchen, we have this little outdoor season porch. It's more or less our trash and recycle area. The room really serves no other purpose than that. And I was so reluctant and hesitant to start digging through trash bags that I decided to start with the less messy recycle bins. So I started in the area of our cardboard and paper recycle bins. And sure enough, there, tucked between two pieces of cardboard, was my wife's iPhone, intact, still with 2% battery life. Now, my wife was still quietly asleep while all this was taking place. I ran upstairs. I don't think I've ever run so fast in my life. I think I tripped going up the stairs. I'm surprised I didn't wake up the house, let alone the neighborhood. I barge into the bedroom, and she had this look of horror like, Chuck, what the hell is wrong with you? And I stood there, and out of my pocket, I held proudly in my hand her beautiful iPhone with the world's biggest smile as though I just swallowed a banana sideways. Success, baby. So what's the story of my wife's missing iPhone have to do with your success? Everything. Listen, if you keep getting the same results, or lack thereof, right, and you keep doing the same things over and over again, and listen, we've all been there, right? Before you go and throw in the towel or retreat to defeat, I want you to ask yourself this one powerful question. We're talking about transformation right now. What is one thing, or just list some things, what is it that I have not been doing? And then just listen for the answers. They're going to start to come. And when they do, act on them. If you want different results, if you want different outcomes, heck, next time you lose your keys or your wallet or your purse or whatever, ask yourself, what is it that I have not done, right? What haven't I done? Now, this exercise, I know, just telling the story, it's like, oh my God. But listen, this is for the committed, right? This is when you're determined towards an outcome, when you're determined towards a result, this is for the determined. Those who just don't want their result, they got to have it. You know what I'm saying? See, the losers in life, right? Those that just throw in the towel and give up when things don't go their way, never accomplish their goals and desires, right? While the successful, the winners in life, they're not just committed to their goals and outcomes. You'll see this in every single example of a successful person. They're not just committed to their goals. It's 100%. You know, not 99.9%. It's close. It's damn close. But you know what? It's not all the way there. 100%. Questions to ask. What haven't I done? In the example of this podcast, where haven't I looked? Listen, there may be something right now that you're not doing, which you know deep down will bring you to your desired result. Now, unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what that thing is. But deep down, here's what I can tell you. You know exactly what it is that you should be doing. Start with the question. Again, we live the answers to the questions we ask ourselves. Ask yourself, what am I not doing? What haven't I done that will bring me closer to my goal, that will help me fulfill and realize my goal? The answers, when you ask yourself this question, the answers will come. And when they do, act on them. That right there, that is making mountains move. My name is Chuck Morrison. I am the owner, founder, and creator of MakingMountainsMove.com, husband to the beautiful Sophie Morrison, father of Cadence and Michaela, and proud leader of Team Move Mountains. Team Move, what? Listen, we're like the Patriots of 2001, man, woman. Underdogs in many ways, but rising champions in so many others. We don't just provide you with the tools, the training, and the resources to set yourself free. We show you exactly how to do it. MassivePassiveLiving.com is where to get plugged in. By the way, before I run out of here, I want to mention this. Every single week, I host live group coaching calls for my fellow mountain movers. If you want to check these out for yourself, I'm opening up the lines tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, July 2nd. If you want to see what this whole thing's about, you know, you think these podcasts are great, wait till you get on a live group coaching call with me. You want new results? You can get all the details, all the call-in information over at MassivePassiveLiving.com. I'll be sending out a message. Listen, it's about upping the ante, right? Raising the game, getting you to live life on your terms. You want new results? Real simple, man, woman. You know I love simple. Start by asking yourself better questions. Specifically, pertinent to today's show, what have I not been doing that I know, will bring me to my desired outcome? Look, I was ready to start piling through trash. All right, gloves on and everything. What haven't I done yet that will bring me closer to my goal? When the answers come, as wacky as they may seem, and trust me, the answers are going to come, take massive action on them and watch those mountains move. Listen closely. You would not be given your desires if you did not have the means within you to achieve them. It's time right now, baby. Right now to get out there, to get after it, and to make those mountains move.